Following the country's entry into the Schengen border-free zone, Czechs can now travel around much of the European Union without having to flash their passport. At least that is how things are supposed to work. But last week, Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek complained that the German police were harassing Czechs with unnecessary ID checks on the other side of the border, claims which the German embassy has strongly denied. Rosie Johnson reports.
Pro nás ta berlínská zeď se hroutila postupně.
Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek there unveiling passport-free travel at Prague Airport 3 months into the country's Schengen membership. Mr. Topolánek reflects upon how the Czech Republic's entry into the Schengen zone has increased the mobility of Czech citizens, but he says there's a fly in the ointment.
Místní vlády, ať už bavorská nebo rakouská, pochopí, že...
Local authorities, he says, along both the German and Austrian borders, are stopping and searching Czechs for no reason whatsoever, which he considers to be harassment. Mr. Topolánek's comments come in the wake of a report published by the Centre for European Policy Studies, which suggests that now that border controls no longer exist, police squads within Germany are performing more random checks than ever, and that these searches are not as random as they should be. The report claims that Czechs and Poles, recognisable by their number plates, are being singled out. The German embassy in Prague adamantly rejects these claims. Here's its spokesperson, Sebastian Gerhardt.
The controls the German police does are strictly according to the regulatories of the Schengen Codex. And we do it, of course, on the basis of a random examination. Also, German citizens are included in these examinations. Therefore, we don't see a harassment, but we see a necessary control in order to strengthen a space of freedom, security and rule of law within the European Union.
Moreover, the embassy points out Czech, German and Polish police are now working together on such operations along the internal border of the Schengen zone. Time will tell if this is just a pothole on the road to cross-border mobility or something of an impasse for Czech-German relations.